Dear Elon Musk, I'm Brad Frager, and I was contemplating about the importance of becoming a spacefaring race before you were born. I ran a major Foothill College symposium, God and Man, Our Future in Space, in 1975, and followed it with a second Foothill College symposium, God and Humanity, Creating the Future, in 1976. I spoke on earthward implications of cosmic migration at the American Astronautical Society's proceedings in honor of the 10th anniversary of Apollo 11's landing on the moon, San Francisco, July 2021, 1979. I received my master's degree in futuristics, societal futures, from San Jose State University in 1980. Recently, I published a Humanity's Future trilogy, Book 1, Sky is Falling Theories, with a focus on anthropogenic global warming. I believe these ridiculous theories are a major barrier to humanity becoming a space-faring race. Book 2, based on my master's thesis, The Influence of Images of the Future on Current Socioeconomic Health, presents the thesis that a powerful, positive image of the future is the driving force for an exceptionally successful society that will have the courage to conquer the galaxy. And Book 3 strongly suggests that the human race is probably the only technological species in the Milky Way galaxy. Sooner or later, we will experience either a civilization-ending event, CEE, or even worse, an extinction-level event, ELE. It is critical that the human species survive. But this cannot happen unless we become a space-faring race. And that can't happen until we learn how to form successful, exoterra sustainable cultures with populations of at least 100,000, probably a million or more. I have been concerned about this issue for over 50 years. In my opinion, you have missed the mark in a couple of critical areas. First, if humanity is to embrace this crucial objective, we must live and breathe the vision. At least 1% need to believe that this is the future and want to the depth of our being to be a part of making it happen. While your Mars venture is a great, possibly important beta test, it will never create a vision that will come close to inspiring 78 million. The Mars venture has problems that make it hard to accept. The gravity is a major one. Its gravity is only 0.37 that of the Earth's. This means that any person living on Mars for an extended period of time, especially someone born there, will not be able to return to Earth without major technological aid. We need to be considering right now the importance of space colonies, with gravities equal to Earth's. Exoterra sustainable space colonies, with populations of a million or more. These colonies provide many benefits, including the ability to maintain effective commerce with Earth's population. A vision of the importance of sustainability, which will spread to Earth, and most important, the populations of Earth and the colonies will not be distinct and separate from each other. This vision for humanity will quickly enthuse millions who will want to play a role in its creation. Ultimately, many will want to explore beyond the solar system. They will develop energy creation systems that will allow many to reach for the stars, and our shared dream of a true space-faring race will be achieved. A great help to achieving this goal would be the creation of a university program from undergraduate through PhD that is focused on the research and creation of exoterra sustainable cultures. I have the perfect university in mind. It's the university in Fairfield, Iowa, Maharishi International University. This university, begun by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, is heavily focused on sustainability already. However, the idea of exoterra sustainability is currently beyond their ability to grasp. The extremely woke faculty and administration are scared to death of humanity's impact on the environment, and this includes the environment of outer space. However, the university is also in dire straits financially, including its ability to attract students. The saving grace, from my point of view, is that funding trumps all of their other concerns. With your influence and financial help, we could easily turn this university into the world's academic, research, and vision center for the research and development of exoterra sustainable cultures, helping ultimately to create a spacefaring race that is seeding the galaxy. Brad Frager.